那个。All the Huawei, what is considered a good returns per year for new launch? I am very shocked because I just did a YouTube shorts.
So you say 5%, 4%, 5+% for the good 3 beta should be close to 6%.
Or is that bad? I can't really tell. Now my using my this calculator will know exactly whether it's good or bad. Oh. Today I want to experiment something, which is my new launch calculator. Of course, your Huawei leader will give it to you later lah, so they can play with the calculator to see how much return you are getting from new launch. Is it healthy? Is it
shit dilashi?
Or is it a waste of time buying property? You can use this calculator to know exactly whether your money works hard for you or not. To kick off, let's talk about new launch that is launched in 2022, because SSD 3 years back then and they should have sub sale by today, right? If I use 2023, 3 years later, which is now 2026, there may not be any sub sales you can't use to calculate lah. Quickly go to new launch 2022. Okay, so this one, 17 new launch condos 2022. Let's just use 5 new launch. You have your Lentor Modern the Jalan Anak Bukit, which is the reserve resi, Amo, the Abu Dhan, and many. So for the first example, let's go to Lentor Modern. Lentor Modern, 1 year old, 605 units. Wow, very good resale demand. Let's see they what or not. 28 profitable, 0 unprofitable.
Oh la la.
I'm very happy for you. Let's use the first example. A 2 beta made about 215,000. This calculator is to check how hot are you, how hard your money works for you for buying a new launch. And I have made my calculator so simple. If you still don't know how to put in, that means you are cuckoo kuih already. You just need to fill in the numbers in the yellow boxes, and there's only 3 of them, which is your buy price, your selling price, and the holding period. How many months? It's how much money you have put in, how much money at the end you get back, and what's the holding period.
Voila,
that's your ROI per year lor. Now we need to calculate how much the owner bought and how much they have sold, which is purchase price, this per square feet times this, and then for selling price will be this times this lah. Okay, I got a number already. The person bought at 1.644, sell at 1.86, profit 216. Net profit after agent fee and legal fees is this amount. Next, we need to know how much down payment to make this money lah. So for the down payment formula, down payment, stamp duty, legal fees, and buying new launch got 3 years of progressive payment. I also put that installment for the 3 years, which is about 3%. So I put everything in, it's 500,000. Take note, the down payment part is for Singaporeans only. That means without ABSD. Those PR people, you need to add 5%. Oh. Now let's go for the holding period, 1320 days. Then you convert into months. 43. And once you press enter, ta-da, you will have the total ROI 34.1% and per year is 9.5%. The question now, is 9.5% per year returns good for you? Is your money working hard for you or not? Some of you say yes, some of you say no. By right, we should target around 15-20%. That is considered good. Are there such new launch? Now mind, let's go through some more examples. Very good. We got a 3 beta. 3 beta also bought at the same period of time. Made about 396,000. Holding period 1311. So give me some time, I convert everything. The person bought at 2.28, sell at 2.676 million. Profit, net profit. This person used about 700,000 for 3 months holding period. Total ROI 46.7, per year is about 13%. That's why your Huawei leader tell you buy 3 beta. But of course lah, the bigger size makes more money ma. Okay, let me use the max returns for Lentor Modern. I saw this example. Also this size made this amount. Okay, let me convert
Alright.
Person bought at this price, sold at this price. Profit, net profit, use only 662,000. This time, 37 months of holding period, ROI higher, and per year is 18.7%. This is called good. Now, let's go for another example to know what is considered good. Number one new launch in 2022, Amo Residence. And I've forgotten that I actually shared this part.
2002
2002? Wow, it's super
undervalued.
He said undervalue. And I gave this score back then. Overall scoring 7.8 stars. Now, what? Exit strategy 8 lah. Let's see ah. Amor residence, 1 year old, 372 units. Very good resale demand. What or not? 27 profitable, 0 unprofitable. Of course lah, this is my number 1 eh. This time we use a 4 bidder, profited 683,000. Okay, let me input everything in the spreadsheet. They only buy about 2.593 million sell at this price. Profit, this is the after agent fee and legal fees. This is a total down payment. Number of months 45. Total ROI is 73. Wow, you see the per year about 20%. I'm so happy for you. You want to be this hua kui ah? Can. You just need to start by subscribing to my channel. Don't miss out any updates. Okay, let's see the two better ah. This size profited 259 ah. Okay, they buy at about 1.57 selling price. Profit after agent fees, down payment this much, 45 months of holding period. Total ROI 44.4 per year, about 11.8. It's a good start. You can upgrade to a 3 better. Now let's use the best example.
Wow, this fella power.
Small 3 better. Made 487, and this is the holding period. This small 3 beta only 1.8 million sell at this price. Profit after agent fees 438, down payment less than 600,000, holding period 37 months. Total ROI, look at the per year, 23.9%. That's why I say the good one is around 15 to 20%, anything above. And I know Bartley View,
it's very small. I give it a 3. I don't like small project. There's no transaction volume. This is how much I dislike.
For exit strategy, I gave a 3. Okay, let's see how it performed. Okay, Bartley View, 115 units. Only 2 resale transactions. But let's hope they make good money. 7 profitable, 1 unprofitable. Why? Ayo, this 2 bed 1 bath bought 2022 SEP, sold this. Less than 2 years, still got SSD. Lost 2 legs. Wow, the SSD alone, another 100,000. So this person lost 200,000.
No more kidney already.
Let's see how hot. A high floor 2 bedder made 200. The other low floor, fifth floor. The other low floor, fifth floor, also 2 beta, made 265. I show you the first example first. The first example, bought 1.5, sell 1.7, make 200. This after agent fee. This is a total down, 44 months of holding, per year 9.5% only. Okay lah, still better than you put into your stupid fixed D ma. Okay, the second example. This is the lower floor and made more. Bought 1.385, sell this price, net profit 229 after agent fee. You need 430 down payment, holding period, per year 16.3. Doesn't mean high floor makes the most, but of course there are cases where high floor make more than low floor. Now let's go for another example. My exit strategy will be 8. So overall service score 8 star. Wow, I give so high. Let's see. Tembusu Grand, 1 year old, 638 units. Very good sub-sale demand. What or not? 8 profitable and 1 kwa kwa kwa. See me sigh, why this person lose money? Bought 2023, sold 2025, and lost 5,000. Hey, is this a decoupling case? Is it a related party transaction? That's why you anyhow sell. But let's look at the profitable. Let's use this 2 beta. This is a profit, and this is a holding period. So give me some time, I convert everything for you. This is the buying price, selling price 1.8, profit. This is after agent fees and legal fees. Total down payment that you need, holding period 37 months, ROI 35%, and per year 11.4%. So this is not the best example. This is a 2-beta. So I always tell people buy at least 3 and 4 ma. Let's see the 3-beta. 990 make 450,000 Okay, this is the example. This is the buy price, sell price, net profit, down payment you need 575, holding period, total ROI per year 16.8%. That's why I say 15 to 20 is considered very healthy. Now you know how to use my calculator, you can go and play with it. Then you can check whether your money worked very hard for you or not. This is just new launch. The fun fact, resale make more than new launch. And if you want to know how to make more than 20%, I will touch in my webinar. I'll put the link somewhere here and the link in the comment section below. Okay, let's go for one more. And this time we don't use a very good one now. Sky Eden are healthy. And I will give it a 2. Overall scoring will be 5.2 stars. I give exit strategy 2 only. Okay, let's see their performance. Sky Eden, 1 year old, 158 units. Only 3 recent transactions, 4 profitable, 0 unprofitable. Very good. Happy for you. Let's see whether you make good money or not. A 3 beta made 262,000 only. Put everything in the calculator. Buy 2.2, sell 2.467. Net profit. Need to use 700 over 1,000 down payment. Holding period per year 8.2% only. Not too good lor. When I say not too good, means that the good one is double. This example. Small 3 beta made 185,000. Buy 1.77 million, sell 1.955. Profit 185 after agent fee 143. 559,000 down payment. Holding period per year 7.2% only. If some of you think that 7.2 is good, this is considered bad. for property. Because property, we leverage. That's why the higher leverage, the higher returns you get. But if you leverage on a shit dealership property, your returns will be shit lah. Huh? You want, as an example, Ken. This is so bad until I never do any review. At last year, freehold 1-year-old 31 units. The name already don't know what is it already. Only got one resale transaction. One profitable and one unprofitable. And the latest transaction is the one that is the unprofitable one. Which is this size, bought on my birthday and sold 2 years, 1 month later. And the SSD, 100,000 already. And still lost 61,000. That means this person net loss, Ilufa, 168,000. I haven't calculated agent fee, about 200,000. If we input this into a spreadsheet, this person bought 2.741 million, sell price 2.591. This one lose two hands already. This one cut another leg. This person used 880,000 in that 25 months, crying nightmare. Total returns negative 23, per year negative 11. Wow, this is a lousy bubble tea investor. Cannot learn from this person. Yes, all investment carries risk, but a wise man said this before. The risk comes from your choice of property and not the timing. And who's the wise man? Yes, your Hua Kui leader. This is a very sad case. So that's why don't be like this person. I don't want any one of you have that kind of funny Dilulu mindset. Say,
maybe this person lose money. I help him lose money and maybe the next Hua Kui is me.
Then you are the Dilulu Arsiao. Wow, this is saddening. Let's go for a better example. All the Hua Kui is, I hope that this calculator will help you see how hard your money is making for you. And remember, subscribe if you don't want to lose one leg or cut off your arm. And I will see you in my next video.
Hey, Hua Kui.